Hello and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Freedom Essay Series. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape and this is Freedom Essay 15. How understanding the human condition can immediately transform your and every other human's life and save the world. Written by Jeremy Griffith, 2017. In the following essay, Jeremy Griffith explains how being able to understand the human condition is able to immediately end the upset, anger, egocentricity, and alienation of the human condition and transform everyone's life. This presentation also appears as video 15 in the main videos towards the top of our homepage at www.humancondition.com. What is explained in this Freedom Essay, an outline of which was presented in video or essay 5, is more important than anything that is explained in any of the other Freedom Essays, aside from the actual explanation of the human condition that is presented in video or essay 3. The finding of the biological explanation of the human condition makes possible the immediate transformation of your and every other human's life from a human condition-stricken state to a human condition-free life of unimaginable happiness and excitement. As this fully accountable, psychosis-addressing and solving, real biological explanation of the human condition that was presented in video or essay 3 and further elaborated on in The Interview reveals, when we humans became fully conscious, some 2 million years ago, a battle for the management of our lives unavoidably broke out between our already established, gene-based, naturally selected instinctive orientations and our newly emerged, nerve-based, understanding-dependent, self-adjusting, fully conscious mind. Unable to explain and understand why we had to challenge our instincts, we became psychologically retaliatory, defensive, and insecure, upset sufferers of the angry, egocentric, and alienated human condition. But having now finally found the explanation for why we had to challenge our instincts, all the retaliatory, defensive, and insecure upset, anger, egocentricity, and alienation can subside and heal. Understanding relieves and replaces the need to be retaliatory, defensive, and insecure. As the great psychoanalyst Carl Jung was forever saying, wholeness for humans depends on the ability to own our own shadow. Our shadow being the dark, angry, egocentric, and alienated aspects of our lives that we can now ameliorate with understanding. Humans can finally be rehabilitated from a psychologically upset existence to secure wholeness, health, and happiness. Professor Harry Prosen, former president of the Canadian Psychiatric Association, summarized the healing powers of this human race-saving understanding of the human condition when he said, "I have no doubt this biological explanation of the human condition is the holy grail of insight we have sought for the psychological rehabilitation of the human race." You can read or listen to Professor Prosen's Introduction to the Significance of Freedom in Freedom Essay 19. It's true that while we now have the psychologically relieving understanding to rehabilitate the human race, the complete return to wholeness, health, and happiness will take a number of generations. This is because it usually takes years of psychological healing for all the insecurities, confusions, and misunderstandings and their effects to be replaced and repaired with understanding. So it follows that in the case of the largest psychosis of all, of the human condition, that healing process will be a generational process. However, while our species' psychological rehabilitation will take a number of generations, what is of immense importance and is so spectacularly wonderful is that every human can immediately know that he or she is fundamentally good and not bad, and that this knowledge puts each of us in a very powerful position, because it means we can legitimately decide not to live in accordance with the upset within us. The logic behind making this decision is irrefutable. Now that the great goal of the whole human journey of conscious thought and inquiry is achieved, and we have found understanding of our conflicted and distressed human condition, all the old retaliatory, defensive, and insecure behaviors of anger, egocentricity, and alienation that we had to employ to cope while we couldn't defend ourselves with understanding are no longer needed. They are obsoleted, brought to an end. In fact, with this knowledge of the human condition now found, it would be an act of total irresponsibility, indeed madness, to continue down that old, insecure, defensive, and destructive road. The truth is, there is nothing in the way now of every human taking up a magnificent, unburdened, human condition-free, transformed life. And, gloriously, what happens when we give up our old way of living and take up the new way of living that understanding of the human condition has made possible, is we transition from a competitive and selfishly behaved individual to a cooperative and selflessly behaved person, a truly integrative part of humanity. Even though we are not yet free of the psychologically upset state of our own personal human condition, we can immediately have a change of attitude and decide not to live out that upset state that remains within us. The overall effect in our lives is that, despite our retention of the upset state of the human condition, we are effectively free from its hold and its influence, which is an absolutely fabulous transformation to have made in an instant, in one simple decision. You and every other human can, as it were, put the issue of all your upsets or corruptions in a suitcase, attach a label to it saying, "Everything in here is now explained and defended," and simply leave that suitcase behind at the entrance to what we in the World Transformation Movement, WTM, call the Sunshine Highway, and set out unencumbered by all those upset behaviors into a new world that is effectively free of the human condition. How the transformed way of living is adopted is explained by Jeremy Griffith in video or essay 33. Most significantly, this new transformed way of living is fundamentally different to all the previous ways in which we abandoned our upset life and lived instead in accordance with more cooperative and selfless principles. As is described in Freedom Essay 35 and its book version, Death by Dogma, there has been a progression of increasingly dishonest, deluded, and dangerous ways of adopting a more cooperative and selfless way of living, from religion to socialism or communism to New Ageism to feminism to environmentalism to politically correct postmodernism, and most recently critical theory and its associated critical race theory and critical gender theory. And as is explained in great depth in Freedom Essay 35, which is such a significant essay, it has, as mentioned above, been produced as the standalone booklet titled Death by Dogma, The Biological Reason Why the Left is Leading Us to Extinction and the Solution, which is freely available on our homepage as one of the WTM's six key books. What was increasingly dishonest, deluded, and dangerous about all these movements was that they weren't just promoted as ways of restraining upset, but as actual solutions to the upset state of the human condition. As the Adam Stork story in video essay 3, see also The Interview, is finally able to make clear, we humans had to be prepared to suffer becoming upset, angry, egocentric, and alienated while we search for knowledge, ultimately for self-knowledge, understanding of the human condition. Therefore, dogmatic insistence on cooperative and selfless behavior oppressed the freedom we needed to continue the upsetting search for knowledge. And to claim that dogmatic compliance with cooperative and selfless behavior was the solution to upset behavior was pseudo-idealistic, because real idealism depended on continuing the upsetting search for knowledge until we found the relieving understanding of the human condition. Understanding, not dogma, was the answer. It was our species' goal and destiny. However, once that relieving understanding of the human condition was found, as it now has been, this situation fundamentally changes. Suddenly, it's no longer pseudo-idealistic to insist on cooperative and selfless behaviour, because the upsetting battle to find understanding of ourselves has been won. So while all previous forms of abandoning our upset life were fundamentally irresponsible and pseudo-idealistic, abandoning our upset life is now not only legitimate, it is the only way to live. The differences between the transform way of living and all other previous ways of abandoning our upset life are fully described in chapters 9.5 and 9.6 of Freedom. As mentioned, Freedom Essay 35 and its book version Death by Dogma explain the immense danger of left-wing dogma, with Freedom Essay 36 explaining how the legitimate transformation that understanding of the human condition makes possible is the only way to save Western civilization. Now that the upsetting search for understanding of the human condition is complete, this transformed, cooperative, loving, and selfless way of living will be taken up by everybody, bringing a complete end to upset behaviour. It stops upset behaviour in its tracks because there is no longer any justification for that behaviour to continue. Quite suddenly, the whole human race becomes cooperative, loving, and selfless, because there is no reason not to. All forms of competition, such as competitive sports, no longer take place. Trying to make loads of money so we can smother ourselves with material reinforcement no longer happens. Excessive preoccupation with how we look and dress ends. Essentially, focus on self stops and focus on the welfare of others and the world starts. We change from living selfishly to living selflessly. The situation now that the human condition is solved and upset behaviour no longer has to occur is that practicing upset behaviour and pursuing our old artificial ways of reinforcing our sense of worth unnecessarily only upsets and distresses us more. It merely feeds the now obsolete monster of our insecure condition. Everyone and the environment needs relief from our egocentricity. Egocentricity has done its job. It is now retired. Basically, preoccupation with achieving power, fame, fortune, and glory in order to artificially bring us relief from the insecurity of our condition is obsoleted because we now have the real relief for that insecurity of first principle-based biological explanation of our species' fundamental goodness. Artificial ways of reinforcing ourselves are finally able to be replaced by the real reinforcement of the understanding of ourselves. How quickly and completely this transformation is made obviously depends on the individual's and the community's degree of upset and insecurity. How differences in levels of upset and insecurity can now be admitted, and how those differences are a result of the intensity and length of exposure to life under the duress of the human condition that the individual or community or race had been subject to, is explained in Freedom Essay 28. The more upset and insecure the individual or the community, the faster and more complete the transition needs to be. For the less upset and insecure, the slower and thus less disruptive the transition can afford to be. But even for those who can afford to make a slower transition, they will soon realise that the transformation is unavoidable and should be urgently made. It is this particular undeniable consequence of the arrival of understanding of the human condition, of the transformation of our lives from living selfishly and competitively to living selflessly and cooperatively, that is going to eventually catch on as being the right response now for everyone. And when it does, it will spread like wildfire across our planet and save the world. And it is not a revolution that involves warfare and bloodshed like so many revolutions in the past, but a peaceful revolution that is driven by irrefutable knowledge or understanding. We humans are conscious beings, and what consciousness needs is understanding. And now we have it. Ultimately, we humans respond to knowledge. Anything less was bound to be ineffective. This is the real and lasting transformation that the human race has lived in hope, faith, and trust would one day occur. It is the revolution of our minds. Initially, many people will think that life without the artificial reinforcements and relief from our now highly insecure and embattled lives, from achieving success in competitions and acquiring material luxuries, will be unbearable and unworkable. Initially, many will say, it's all very well to argue that our goodness and worth has been established at the fundamental level through understanding, but, as you've pointed out, that understanding will take generations to fully absorb and end all the insecurities within us. So aren't we going to need the old artificial reinforcements we derive from achieving the likes of power, fame, fortune, and glory while we are going through the absorption process? For example, when communism deprived people of the chance of achieving reinforcement from material fortune and glory, the people's motivation for living was taken away and their societies founded. So weren't trying to live without all our old artificial means of reinforcement similarly make our lives unbearable and dysfunctional? Even if, as you mentioned, we are able to slow the transition up somewhat to living without artificial reinforcement, isn't any effort to live without it while we are still variously upset and insecure going to fail? Basically, as is explained in paragraphs 1208 to 1210 of Freedom, people will initially procrastinate about moving to the new, transformed way of living. What is missing from this kind of thinking is an appreciation of how awesomely wonderful it is to be free of the responsibility and burden of having to continue with the corrupting search for understanding of the human condition. It is true that when people experienced a religious conversion from living out their upset and instead deferred to a faith, or when people wholeheartedly joined a communist commune or even a hippie commune, they did, to a degree, experience what it is like to be free of having to live in a mean and brutal, competitive and selfish world where everyone is living out their insecure, upset, human condition afflicted, angry, egocentric and alienated inclinations. But, as we can now clearly understand, those were situations where humanity's great battle to find the redeeming understanding of the human condition was still to be won. This means that what these people were adopting and advocating were only pretenses at living free of the burden of the human condition. They were, as was explained earlier, and is done more thoroughly in Freedom Essay 35 and its book version Death by Dogma, dangerously deluded, pseudo-idealistic, false starts to a human condition-free world. In fact, what they were doing was so unreal, it has seriously discredited what living free of the human condition is actually like. The transformation to a life that is actually free of the battle to find understanding of the human condition that is now available is a state of such relief, happiness, and excitement that it is almost more than the human body can endure. When we are all working together at last to care for each other and the world in a fully justified, no irresponsibility involved, all other ways of living are now illegitimate, the old competitive and selfish world is finished with, the unshackled fellowship, happiness and excitement will be so good it will sustain everyone 10 times over. Leaving the old human condition embattled world that the human race has had to live in is like breaking out of jail. Better than that, it's like being able to leave a cesspit of poisonous spew and excrement, because that, in truth, was how compromised, empty, deficient, soul-destroyed, and horrible our human condition embattled lives have been. that old world really has nothing to offer now that the gates to the fabulous new human condition resolved, transformed world have been flung open. At our website's transformation page, www.humanconditioned.com/transformation, you can watch any of the other WTM members describing their transformation, and you'll see something of what is on offer now. Note, following the final freedom essay is a series of these personal transformation affirmations. As I wrote in paragraph 1166 of Freedom, the excitement and relief of being effectively free of the human condition, the joy and happiness of being liberated from the burden of our insecurities, self-preoccupations, and devious strategizing, the awesome meaning and power of finally being genuinely aligned with the truth and actually participating in the magic true world, the wonderful empathy and equality of goodness and fellowship that understanding of the human condition now allows us to feel for our fellow humans, the freedom now to effectively focus on repairing the world, and, above all, the radiant aliveness from the optimism that comes with knowing our species' march through hell has finally ended and that a human condition-free new world is coming, can now transform every human and thus the world. The World Transformation Movement could be described as the most idealistic movement that has ever been, but that is because the human condition has been solved, and it therefore now can and should be that idealistic and optimistic about our species' future. We humans have won our freedom from the human condition. The way we have been living is finished with. It's over. There's no longer any justification for it. A new way of living and world has been born. And given how psychologically exhausted we humans now are, and how much devastation we have caused, its arrival comes only just in time. And so ends Jeremy Griffith's essay. You've been listening to Freedom Essay 15, which you can read by clicking on the Read Essay button on your device or by going to the WTM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where all the essays and videos can be found. To learn more about a topic that was raised in this podcast, please go to the written version of the essay because it includes references to other relevant Freedom Essays, as well as the sources of any quotes used. For everything you need to know about the transformed state, including why it is not another religion, read Chapter 9 of Freedom, or for an introduction, read Part 3 of the booklet Transform Your Life and Save the World. In addition, the four key presentations on how to become transformed on our website's transformation page, which include the content of Freedom Essays 33 and 36, provide a step-by-step description of the transformation process. These essays were created in 2017 to 2022 by Jeremy Griffith, Damon Ishwood, Fiona Cullen-Ward, and Bronnie Fitzgerald at the Sydney WTM Centre. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.